My love and hate relationship with Maven. Number one is a pet peeve of mine. Maven still does not understand version 2.2.1, still does not understand HTTP proxies with NTLM version 2. And that is a real bore, and it's caused me grief because there are lots of us corporate developers who need this feature. And I solved it with Artifactory and Tomcat server running locally on my workstation. Thank goodness for Artifactory. Number two, what is a love? I love the way Maven handles transitive dependencies. Number three is a pet peeve. It is the way that the error messages come out from Maven. It sometimes can be very confusing and it makes no sense at all. So if you make even the simplest XML error, it comes back as a long verbose error and you have to look hard. Not nearly as nice as ANT. Number four is related to ANT, is the way Maven allows you to declare. You can use XML to declaratively say what you need Maven to do, and Maven works out how to do it. And that is a godsend. And number five is that Maven has two different types of repository style. It has local repositories and remote repositories. And the fact is that you can't transfer jars from a local repository to a remote repository easy, and that's where you need a repository manager on your network, on your LAN, such as Nexus or Artifactory, to solve this issue. Number six is the wealth of reports that you can out of the box get with Maven, provided you're connected up and you set the right configuration file. And that is number seven. Sometimes to set up even the most easy plugin, which you really have to look through documentation, and sometimes it can take you all day just to figure out in which part of the XML you need to actually write the stanza to get Maven to do what you want. But once Maven does what you want, it does it absolutely brilliantly. Number nine, I like the fact that Maven is now a feature of NetBeans, and it works with Hudson and also Eclipse. It really has crossed the finish line and getting to that tipping point, and that we can use it in a lot of software development IDEs and continuous integration servers and a lot of products out there. And that's it. That is my loves and hates of Maven 2.2.1. Bye for now. My name is Peter Pilgrim and I'm out. Have a great weekend wherever you are in the world. And by the way, has anyone written a Maven 2 JavaFX compiler plugin? Send me details, please.